Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In this post, we introduced a study where the authors found that acupressure for 3 minutes reduced acute musculoskeletal pain, but not anxiety, after an acute injury. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors conducted a randomized trial to investigate the effectiveness of acupressure compared with a sham acupressure treatment or no treatment among people who had an acute musculoskeletal injury on the same day they were treated. The authors randomized 29 patients to the acupressure group and 27 people to the sham acupressure treatment and 23 people to receive no treatment. Acupressure treatment was for 3 minutes on an active point along the long intestine meridian on the dorsum of the hand. The sham treatment similarly involved 3 minutes of treatment on a non-active point on the palm of the hand, while control had no pressure provided at all. Pain and anxiety intensity were assessed immediately before and after the treatment using a visual analog scale. Participants also reported their perceptions of pain relief, anxiety relief, satisfaction with the treatment, willingness to have treatment done again, and belief that it works immediately after treatment. And this was with a Likert type scale. The authors found that acupressure reduced pain by about 19% compared with the sham and control treatments when participants ranked their pain 0 to 100 on a visual analog scale. There was no difference between groups, however, when it came to anxiety. The authors also found no differences among the groups in any of the secondary outcomes, such as the participant perception of pain relief or anxiety relief, the willingness to repeat or recommend the treatment, belief that the treatment would work for symptoms related to an acute injury, or satisfaction with the treatment. In this study, acupressure was relatively successful at reducing pain in acute musculoskeletal injuries. Given the lack of invasiveness or adverse outcomes, it's an easy tool that clinicians could add to their possible treatment options. These findings should be interpreted with caution because it remains unknown as to whether these findings were clinically meaningful and how long the pain relief lasted. It was interesting to see that when the authors assessed pain with a visual analog scale, they could detect the treatment effect, but not when they asked participants if they thought their pain relief was moderately improved or better. The authors explained that this discrepancy may be due to patient expectations of quick pain reductions, but it may also be associated with statistical issues of using a Likert type scale, which is less sensitive than a visual analog scale. There are also so many factors associated with acute musculoskeletal injury that could have influenced the results of this study. It would have been interesting to see if the treatment could be focused on certain particular injuries, rather than including all acute musculoskeletal injuries. For example, if a sprain is severe enough for time to be missed, this may create more anxiety than if it's a minor sprain where someone would miss no time at all. There's also research that links athletic identity to depression or anxiety, so it would be interesting to collect this information at baseline to help identify individuals who may respond more favorably to this type of treatment. Finally, it would be interesting to see if patients could be taught to do this treatment so we could determine if this may be a good skill to teach patients after an injury so that they could continue to apply acupressure when they go home. But we still need to know if that would work or not. Ultimately, there is some positive evidence to support pain reduction with acupressure, and it may be something to consider adding to your clinical treatment options, since it does not take long to perform and does not pose a significant risk to our patients. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an article from the New York Times about when sports injuries lead to osteoarthritis. The article references the Journal of Athletic Training's special issue on osteoarthritis, and specifically the Athletic Trainers Osteoarthritis Consortium's consensus statement on the role of athletic trainers and other sports medicine clinicians in preventing and managing osteoarthritis. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and the article on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.